Good afternoon. You're listening to Verdham Sports, and regular listeners of Verdham Sports will know we always love championing the great work that is done by Kickoff at 3 and their offshoot Tip-Off at 3. And to tell us a little bit more about the amazing Tip-Off at 3 event coming to St Albans literally a week today, it's the mighty, in every sense of the word, mighty Teo Odulaja. Good afternoon, Teo.
Good morning, Tony, or good afternoon, I should say. Thank you for having me.
The nature of the world is this. I tell you, it's one of the beauties and quirks of radio. It's literally morning now. This will be broadcasted in the afternoon. And we're time-travelling, as it were. But there we go.
Awesome.
Anyway, Tony.
I just wanted to say, Tony, good job on attempting to say my surname.
Look,
get hung up, so it's Odulaja.
Hey, thank you very much. I try, but I appreciate you there getting it in nice and neat. These little things, they do matter, but there we go.
You've become immune to it, not a problem. Firstly, Tony, as always, thank you for your time, your efforts, and obviously being the perfect champion for the Tip-Off for 3 event that's coming in exactly a week's time. It's fantastic. We need way more community ambassadors for such an awesome initiative. Thank you again.
You know, I really appreciate that, but for me, it's an honour and a privilege. I love everything about what the Kickoff at 3 and then the offshoot Tip-Off at 3 stands for. Essentially, you know, it's not going to change the world overnight, but through sport, through music, through poetry, through art, uniting communities, you know, it's just what it's all about. And I honestly salute you. It's a privilege to give you guys a platform. But then on this platform, right here, right now, live on radio, tell us a little bit about it and what we can expect week today when it comes to Westminster Lodge, St Albans.
Sure. Well, the Tip-Off for 3 initiative has come off the back of an already successful sister equivalent of it, which is known as Kick-Off at 3. That follows a football pathway and uses football, obviously, to engage the community and the local young people and just to keep them engaged. So it seemed like a no-brainer to, with basketball being such an up-and-coming sport, obviously, in this decade, why not start something on the basketball pathway as well, which in turn has led to a few phone calls later. Myself, Michael and Shane Sandiford have all come together and here we are at Tip-Off at 3. This upcoming event in St Albans will be our second event at St Albans at the same venue. First event was absolutely phenomenal, as seen by the videos, the pictures, which are all available on site. We've also managed to deliver a successful event down in the borough of Enfield.
Perfect.
Edmonton Leisure Centre, which was our second event. And that again, it's gathering momentum. It's having the snowball effect. Clearly, there is a very, very positive message. And more importantly, there is a very, there's a need for it at the moment. There's a sense of urgency around this whole, with all the sort of knife crime, crime, deaths, epidemics going on in the capital and elsewhere, we the community and the community leaders need to do something. You know, it's quite easy to sit down behind a screen or on your phone and type and say this and pass your opinion.
Absolutely.
Actions speak louder than words. We're tired of the words.
And that's really what it's all about. And you guys have just literally just put your money where your mouth is and really made a difference. And these things, again, they're not going to make a magical wand and make things better overnight. But the point is, as you say, Teo, every single time you turn on the TV, there's news about a knife death, crime and gangster
it's
culture.
Negative.
It is. And it's
all the time negative. And that, sorry to interrupt.
Not
you,
at all.
Tony, that in itself is you retain a piece of that. I mean, what I find myself saying, and unfortunately so, is that, oh my God, nothing's going to shock me more than this.
Yeah.
As to the next day or the next couple of days, and then something else comes up. And
but it becomes self-fulfilling, doesn't it?
Sort of desensitized and immune to this. And it's not okay.
Mm.
No, it is not. The amount of young people that are losing their lives or ending up with sort of life-changing injury, it's not the way forward. And I'm not going to bang on about this specific to knife crime. No, it's not. It is one avenue, but the whole focus of Tip-Off at 3 and what we're trying to do is to counteract this sense of community dying.
Yes.
Community is dying out, or so it feels, where people are, through whatever reason, are just sort of closing their doors and taking care of themselves. You know, as much as I understand where you're coming from, there are community, there are others in our communities, our immediate communities, that aren't as fortunate and need some guidance and some role models. You know, and what we aim to do is, okay, we're not saying that for every person anyone that may attend a Tip Off at 3 event, we have a end result for you. No.
Sure thing.
But at least we've met you, and we can. Hopefully you can find something within all that's offered that takes your interest. Off the back of that, we're happy to provide pathways once we leave St. Albans, so we'll sort of be handing these young, keen basketball players over to the local basketball clubs so that they don't have to stop at the end of the Tip-Off at 3 event. They can actually still continue to play basketball or to face paint or to street dance,
correct,
whatever it may be.
It's all these choices, isn't it? It's all these choices and these opportunities, really, which is what it's all about, which is what you guys, both at Tip-Off at 3 and Kick-Off at 3, provide. And it's just, honestly, over time, and again, it's gathering its own wonderful momentum, which is brilliant. Just remind us, because I know, I'm sure you're still eager for more involvement. It's a three-on-three event open to all walks of life.
And this part is crucial. So basketball is the vehicle that is used to host the event. So the primary tournament or the primary event will be a three-on-three basketball tournament. In saying that, that tournament will cater for men's, ladies, under-18s and under-12s. What we are aiming to do is to not turn anybody away.
Perfect.
In saying that, what we're planning on delivering on the day is a basketball event for everyone that doesn't play basketball. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, through my experience, obviously being a former player myself, coach and so on, it's easy to get the players down there.
You know,
wherever you put a ball and a competition, you'll get guys turn up to play. That's fantastic. What happens with all of their parents, their siblings, friends that don't play basketball that still come along to support them? Those are the guys we need to engage, you know, and that's what we're aiming to do next Saturday.
Hey, and it's gonna be a carnival, isn't it?
Fantastic range of just community engagement, just fun games, you know, let's have a laugh. It's all in a positive environment. Morrison's our main sponsor for this event. Have done a fantastic job. We've got everything from T-shirts right down. I mean, wait and see some of the raffle prizes,
Nice.
You know, the response has been incredible, and it's very emotional.
But it is such a beautiful and powerful and actually quite simple kind of movement that you're building.
Correct.
But, you know, we're all behind it. I tell you what, there's even going to be a Team Verum Sport there, and I don't know which kind of category we would fall into, men's, women's, or I think maybe just a bit of a special support, maybe, but we'll try our very best. We'll fly the flag.
What counts is that you guys are there and supporting. It's not about the end result, oh, I've won a trophy. It's about the taking part, you know. It's about the smiling and being together in one space in support of something that genuinely is positive and beneficial.
Absolutely.
That's what counts.
And we cannot wait. It's literally a week today. Just to hit us again with the website and the best ways to get involved.
Just quickly, Tony, could I also just mention I run another entity that's heavily involved with and championing the Tip-Off at 3.
I'm delighted you brought that up. I'm delighted. I was actually going to give you that platform, but please, Summer Madness, tell us all about it, Teo.
Okay. Short story, it follows a similar path to Tip-Off at 3. It's been around a fair bit longer as well, and it 150% supports what is happening with the Tip-Off at 3. Short story is, Summer Madness started as a basketball tournament on Brighton Beach in 2011 with a DJ and so on. It went down so successfully, the council wanted this to become an annual event. The community we had guys travel down from Newcastle, from Spain, just for this event. Short story, here we are, going into our ninth year. We're set to have a massive event again in July, on the 27th of July 2019. It will be on Brighton Beach. It's open to everybody. It's free for everybody. There's live music, live dancing shows. There's performances. There's absolutely everything. We've had bubble football down there. We've got everything from toddlers, I should say, right through to grandparents. We aim not to exclude. What it really stands for is, let's come together against all of the negative and the pain that we all feel on a daily basis, year round, and let's make a stand on one day where none of that is relevant. It's all about the positivity. We've never had a single instance in the whole nine years we've done it. It's not the right place for it. You know, it's positive vibes only.
Do you know what?
It's grown and grown and grown and grown.
Just yes. A beacon of hope, and I really appreciate that. These things come together. There is such a powerful synergy and connection, isn't there, between the ethos there of Summer Madness and, of course, Tip Off at 3. Yes. Teo, tell us, Summer Madness and also Tip Off at 3, the websites, the best ways to learn more and engage with these great projects.
Tip Off at 3, the website is tipoff@3. So again, if you go to the kickoff.co.uk website, there is a page there called Tip Off at 3. It holds all of the information, who we are, where we are, where we're aiming to go with it, and why we're doing it. Again, this is all done voluntarily.
Yep.
We're not in it for any financial gain or anything other than to make a difference and to give back. It feels right. You know, the Summer Madness UK brand is on Instagram, Summer Madness UK. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook. We haven't created our website as of yet. That is in the pipeline. But have a look, guys. Follow us. A lot of positive stuff, a lot of opportunities for you to get engaged in activities and camps and just throughout the half term and on a year round, really.
Do you know what? Seriously, I cannot say again just how important these projects are. They offer a counterpoint to all the negativity. They are just in a very clean, very safe environment, operating a means to get off the streets, to find something new, fall in love with life again. And Teo, just want to raise a glass and salute you, Michael, everybody. Again, big respect to Morrisons for what they're doing for the Tip Off at 3 event. It's coming to St Albans Tip Off at 3 this very Saturday. Verum Sports will be there in shooting some hoops, and get down in support that, and also check out Summer Madness, a twin project.
All over Facebook. If you would like to come to the event, we do have an event where you can register your interest. Alternatively, you can email us. It's out there on all social media, so just look up Tip Off at 3. The flyer's red.
Yeah.
So it's eye catchy.
Do you know what?
We hope to see all of you down there, Tony. I can't thank you enough, honestly.
Honestly, it's my sincere pleasure. It always is. I wish you guys nothing but every continued success and happiness. Keep fighting the good fight, sir, and I wish you a brilliant rest of the weekend.
And you too, sir.
Top
in
man.
In the words of Kevin Durant, you are the real MVP.
Do you know what? You're making me blush, and that's never a good look.
Thank you, Tony. I wish you all the best, and have a good day, sir.
Top man. Thanks a million.